My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we continue with a video chat between Davin and Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's scammer, Mavis Mills. So listen and enjoy.
Speaking of Joe's relationships, let's go to that now. All right, Joe, well, since this was about you, why don't you wrap up? Because we stopped the conversation midway through. Why don't you give a nice little wrap up where we were and where we're going with this? Don't look so, you were here. Well, what did we learn last week when we talked to Mavis? All right, Pip, what did we learn last week when we talked to Mavis?
Well, we learned that Mavis was really anxious to get back in touch with Dick Eldorado, and right. She was really interested in doing whatever that you seemed to want her to do, or, you know, she seemed to want to be forthcoming so that she could get back to talk to Dick.
She also, as you recall, took all the blame for everything.
Yeah,
she was like, because I was starting to point out some differences.
She didn't throw Belinda under the bus.
She did not throw Belinda under the bus. I said it was because they had more invested in me.
Mm-hmm.
Joe came up with just as good of a theory. He's like, well, you know what? Belinda's not there. Let me just lie, get this through, and then we'll patch it up later on.
Yeah.
So I was starting to ask questions and everything.
Yeah, and we were really interested because it just did seem like, I mean, the sound quality was a little difficult, but we were not completely sure if we could tell that somebody was like coaxing her or not.
Well, we did hear Africans in the background.
Yeah, but that could have been like background.
Well, here's a little tease.
Okay.
I recently was speaking with an African, and they told me what was going on in the background.
Really? Because they could understand it.
And they told me what it was, and I will not reveal that tonight.
Oh, damn.
But we will reveal that in the future.
Okay, but and like I said, my mind is a little foggy because I was in a totally different place with a totally different portion of the show. That's why.
Well, your foot was just sucked on. I understand.
Well, no, but I could tell you what happened a year ago verbatim.
Right.
But anyway, nonetheless, when I did mention the noise, it sounded like somebody was feeding.
We weren't sure, though.
We weren't sure.
Because they were also helping with the tech support.
You also brought up, Joe, it's a cafe. There's a whole, you know, how can you tell? So, but still, there's that possibility somebody's feeding them lines in there.
There is that possibility.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is the exact place. It's pretty much where it was. So I will hit play, and we can listen. She told me you and her were long-time friends from England. Did you know that? No. I know it is a lie. Yet your fake Facebook profile had you living in England at one point. You will do something about it. What will you do, Mavis?
Who's that guy?
Just a random African minding his own business, Joe.
Sure he is.
Either it's a guy getting coffee or it's
a cafe. Could be helping somebody else. Could be coaching our girl. Your girl. Wow. Not my girl.
You're washing your hands of everything tonight.
Hey, I don't want no part of this.
Punch his pilot show.
Ready?
Yeah.
Who came up with all these lies? I've discovered all these profiles.
Yeah.
Remember, I mentioned this before, where Mavis and Belinda are interchanged.
Yeah.
You know.
And they have the same, similar emails, like way too similar.
Right, but their names are like, you know, there's pictures of Mavis with Belinda's name and all this. We had done this on an earlier show.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I found all these things. Who did it? She's taking responsibility.
Okay.
All right. Also, one thing I want to point
Drama
out.
Mean.
Also, funny. Caught it. Caught it. Also, one thing, Mavis is typing.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to notice the last passage when she was answering back, you could hear that guy talking. So as we progress, when David asks her a question and she is responding, listen to see if anybody is talking close or remotely close in the background. And then when David is talking, listen to hear if there's anybody talking.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Also remember last week she was repeating things.
Yeah, she was.
She was repeating them, and we didn't know, well, that might be something you do if you're trying to comprehend it, or something you do when you stall, or something you do when you're feeding it to somebody.
Usually it's a stall, right.
It's so a stalling it's a little, to come
so
up with
listen,
why.
So listen when Mavis is responding.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear that voice that I was saying, who is
yeah,
this guy?
That guy?
Or any voice in the background that could be remotely doing. And if you hear it again, and then when David's talking, if there's a voice.
Yeah, good point.
How many profiles, I'll type it too, how many profiles are there with the name Mavis Mills or other spellings of the same name did you create?
Sounds like she's asking somebody something.
Does sound like she's repeating it, at least.
Repeating it, and it sounds like somebody's answering her back.
Yeah, it does.
Joe, are you saying Mavis isn't what she's appeared to be?
She's my chick, dude.
After all we've been through with her.
It does
but
sound
it sounds like...
Yeah.
Right, sweetie? It sounds like she was asking somebody something, and you heard a response.
Yeah,
well, I hope this doesn't impugn my gal.
I hope not. I would think not.
No. My gal has the good decency to have her answers in English from the other guy.
And the guy standing right there on camera feeding it to her.
Exactly. none of the
hocus pocus with your girl.
No, she's straightforward bullshit.
Son of a bitch is right there waving, hi. Hi, David. All right, you got to tell him this. Don't mind me. I'm just talking with her.
don't mind the man behind the curtain.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.